This is Twit.
So I'm sorry to say, if you were tuning in to watch Chong Chi Wong delete Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page,
aww,
he has decided to cancel that.
Oh,
yeah. I have reported the bug to Facebook. I will show proof when I get a bounty from Facebook.
Oh.
He's a so-called or self-designated white hat hacker from Taiwan who said he was going to broadcast himself hacking Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page today, but he's called it off. Mm. It's kind of like the digital equivalent of Al Capone's vault.
Well, it's
you're right,
also,
I was just thinking that.
Yeah,
I'm going to do something super illegal that everyone will immediately know is me. That's probably not the best way to do it on
Facebook Live.
No, don't do that. don't do that.
However, it isn't apparently related to the massive security breach which Facebook revealed on Friday. This is a little hard to believe, but according to Wired, and this is Louise Matsakis and Issy Lepowski writing in Wired, they found out about it September 16th because they saw an unusual spike in users accessing Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have 2 billion monthly active users,
what is an unusual spike look like?
It must be pretty big, but they probably, because they have so many users, have really predictable patterns.
That's a good point. Statistically,
they can probably predict it just down to the hundreds of thousands.
I mean, 50 million is a lot of people, a lot of accounts. But when you consider Facebook has, 2.3 billion accounts, it's still a pretty small percentage of the people. I wasn't affected, as far as I can tell. I assume everybody was notified.
Here's how you would know. So let me give you the full story. September 16th, they saw an unusual spike. They had started investigating. On September 25th, which is, 4 days ago, the company's engineering team discovered hackers appear to have exploited a series of bugs related to that Facebook feature that you could, you've probably all used this, where you say, what do I look like to others? What's the view as feature?
Which is actually a privacy feature, ironically.
Yeah. What do people see? Do they see my phone number? Or, is it? The bug is an interesting mix of three different bugs. The first one.
It's a bug sandwich.
It's a bug sandwich. I like that.
Yeah.
The first one, when you do view as on the Facebook page, it should get rid of the video uploader because you're viewing it as somebody else sees it, but the video uploader remains. Bug one. The second one caused the uploader to generate an access token that had the same sign-in permissions as the Facebook mobile app. So I'm, as a hacker, able to go to your site, somehow get the view as, get the uploader, get your token.
Right. So it's the persistent authentication that they're taking advantage of.
And when the video uploader did appear in the view as mode, it triggered an access code for, and this is the bad thing, whoever the hacker was searching for.
Oops.
Basically giving
anyone
the hacker the access code for anybody on Facebook. Facebook told everybody on Friday, and what they did is to protect people, they think there was about 50 million accounts accessed, but they were worried about another 40 million that could have been hacked. So they essentially reset that token for those 90 million people.
Right. So they logged everybody out.
They logged them out.
So the way you would know is if you had to log into Facebook again on your mobile
desktop.
I did too.
Yep. And wait, I got to ask you, when you logged back in, did you get a survey?
No.
Okay, because I got a survey on mine saying, I think Facebook is, and they had choices from wonderful, I use it all the time, and the worst one was a detriment to humanity.
It's like, what?
Wow.
I clicked
that was on there? That was on there. I'm like,
I did not get that
survey. You don't give me that kind of loaded gun. Click.
I have no, this is just my theory, but I know people had already been bounced.
Right,
I hadn't been bounced yet, and then later that day I got bounced, so which made me think that I was part of the 40,000, not the
40 million,
not the 50 million. But I don't know. Who knows?
So as you said, Robert, that token can be used to basically log in without logging
in. It's you as Facebook.
And we saw this has been stolen once before. You remember about, 5 or 6 years ago, the Fire Sheep exploit that would allow somebody on the same Wi-Fi network as you to access your Facebook token and then post as you.
Right.
So this isn't the first time that's happened. Mm-hmm. It is not good for Facebook. It's probably the worst hack we've seen, not the first, but the worst that we've seen of Facebook.
It's very sophisticated.
This
and
is a
clever
revenue hack, though. This hurts Facebook because this is data that they wanted to sell. For users, though, it's like, well, Facebook was already selling that data.
Oh, are you talking about the phone number issue?
No. I'm talking about what the breach would have encompassed. I mean, the worst part of it is the fact that they could have gotten the token so they could have accessed other sites that you're using Facebook as an authentication.
No, but if I get your token, I can change your password. Maybe I can't. Right. Can I change your password? No.
No.
It's really, I think about the other sites. I think it's about the other site.
Well, that's the other thing. Many people use Facebook. What did it affect this?
Yes.
So Facebook has a single sign-on that you can use to log on to other apps and sites.
Yes.
And this did affect that.
It did affect that, which is a huge concern. So if somebody's stealing the ability to log into another site and then can use that as a way to get in and mess with that site or that service.
Yeah.
That's the big
So it was a last straw for our mutual friend Ed Bott, who wrote on Facebook that he's going to be deleting his account at the end of October. And I don't know how many people, I suspect there'll be relatively few people doing that, but here's a guy who I think, knows a lot about tech, and apparently it's just enough for him.
I mostly delete. I mean, I basically, there's nothing I post on Facebook. All of the information, my personal information, is wrong. I put erroneous information.
You're actually a rabbi on Facebook, right?
Yeah. So, but why do you use Facebook if you don't put your stuff there?
The only reason why I use Facebook is because I need to administer certain pages. So it's tied to that. And also because I use it as a third-party authentication, which I will no longer be doing. I'm going to be moving all of that over to
something
else.
I never do that. I'm the opposite, which is that I use it to quietly watch what other people are doing.
Lurking. I like this.
Yes.
I use it
as a lurking platform. Really, in the sweetest way. Just to see pictures of other people's kids or whatever. But I never use it as a third-party authenticator. For that reason, it just freaks me out.
I only do when I'm really lazy. If I'm really in a hurry and too lazy to type in a username, I might. But in general, I avoid it. But, I use Facebook a lot to post comments, personal thoughts. I try not to be overtly political, but kind of subvertly political, and this is I ask a lot of questions. And I also use it to post links to articles I read, write, and broadcasts I do, which get almost no engagement. People engage heavily when I say something personal, to some extent when I say something political, but hardly at all when I try to, get them to read whatever.
Well, that's actually the Facebook algorithm. Yeah. I mean, Facebook changed this not long ago, and they're just, nobody's seeing that post that you're doing.
The problem is that you're not paying Facebook. If you were paying them for the engagement, then you would get all the engagement you want.
That's probably true.